Children at the age of 5 are sent to the Gurukul, or the place of the spiritual master, and the master trains the young boys in the strict discipline of becoming brahmacharyas. Without such practice, no one can make advancement in any yoga, whether it be jhana, jnana, or bhakti. One who, however, follows the rules and regulations of married life, having a sexual relationship only with his wife, and that also under regulation, is also called a brahmachari. Such a restrained householder brahmachari may be accepted in the bhakti school, but the jnana and jhana schools do not even admit householder brahmacharis. They require complete abstinence without compromise. In the bhakti school, a householder brahmacharya is allowed controlled sex life because the cult of bhakti yoga is so powerful that one automatically loses sexual attraction, being engaged in the superior service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Visaya vinivartante nirahasya dehina rasavaryam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Whereas others are forced to restrain themselves from sense gratification, a devotee of the Lord automatically refrains because of superior tastes. Other than the devotee, no one has any information of that superior taste. Vikatabhi, one cannot be fearless unless one is fully in Krishna consciousness. A conditioned soul is fearful due to his perverted memory, his forgetfulness of his eternal relationship with Krishna. The Bhagavatam says, Bhayam dvityabhini vaisantha jyat. Anyway. Krishna consciousness is the only basis for fearlessness. Therefore, perfect practice is possible for a person who is Krishna conscious. And since the ultimate goal of yoga practice is to see the Lord within, a Krishna conscious person is already the best of all yogis. The principles of the yoga system mentioned herein are different from those of popular so-called yoga societies. So, it's nice purport about yoga practice, very strict yoga practice. Of course, fortunately, a devotee, because of a higher taste, he doesn't, it's not so difficult to give up everything because he has a higher taste. Use the mic, eh? Okay. Yeah, so the goal of the life is to know Krishna, and the goal of the yogis is to see the Vishnu form in the heart of all living entities. So how to see the Vishnu form in the heart of all living entities? That is by knowledge. If you have knowledge of that in every living entity's body, every body you see, there is a Vishnu form in the heart, a super soul. Yeah, there is Krishna and there is the living entity in every... So if you have that vision, I don't know where it is in Bhagavad Gita. Vitya vanaya sampane, brahmani gavani hastani, sunichaiva svapakatya, pandita samadashina, learned and peaceful sage. Anyway, the learned and humble sage sees with equal vision a dog eater, a cow, an elephant and a brahmana, he sees them with equal vision. That is learned, because what does he see? He sees within the heart, he sees the Lord and the creation of the Lord, the Lord's devotee. So ultimately there is only three things. There is bhakti, the bhakta, and Bhagavan. Yes, those three things. The three B's. Mahavishnu Goswami always had this, I don't know how you call them in English. In Dutch you call them ezelbruggetjes. You know, like special, when you're a donkey you cannot sing very well, so you have special things to remember. So he had the three B's for a brahmachari. Books, Bhagavatam, and beatback. The three B's for a grihastha, business, babies, and bills. Yeah, anyway. I don't know why I sing this. But anyway, the whole point is to see, the whole point of this thing is ezelbruggetjes. That means how to remember. So the three B's is Bhagavan, there is Bhakti, and the Bhakta. Actually, there's nothing else in existence. So, like it mentioned here, Prabhupada says, if you have forgotten Krishna, if you forget Krishna, then you get in this fearful condition. If you remember Krishna, there is no fear. Of course, we don't practice, we say don't peacefulness, but no fear, fearless. To be fearless means to be in Krishna conscious. And to be in Krishna conscious means to see the soul and the super soul in the heart of all living entities, including your own heart. So you see everybody, that is seeing in knowledge. Bhagavad Gita 18 chapter, in knowledge, when you see all living entities, despite their different bodies, you see them as one. And in knowledge and passion, is you see all living entities, according to different bodies, you see different ones. You see living entities in ladies' bodies, you see the living entities in men's bodies, that's the main division in which we see, and then old and young, and rich and poor, and we see in those divisions. But then, if we look like this, we forget Krishna. Yeah, let's see where Prabhupada said, how come we forget Krishna? Let's see here. Vigata B. One cannot be fearless unless one is fully in Krishna consciousness. A conditioned soul is fearful due to his perverted memory, his forgetfulness of his eternal relationship with Krishna. So because of our forgetfulness of Krishna, we have forgotten, we become fearful. That's and the spiritual world is Abhayam. Or Vaikuntha, worries and fear are kind of the same thing. If you worry, you also fear something. Kunta and Vaikuntha. So if you remember Krishna, then there is no fear, there is no worry. That's basically what. See, that's why a devotee, he knows. It's very simple. A devotee knows Krishna's there. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. He's my father. Yeah, and I'm his eternal servant. Once you know this, you have no more fear, no more worries. Nothing can go wrong for you. Because once you remember Krishna. Now, what is the practice? I hear you say, what is the process, how to get there? Now, there is different processes. You know, chanting Hare Krishna, following the principles. Here in the purport, we read Brahmachari, very important. Prabhupada speaks half the purport about strict Brahmachari abstinence. Even in social life, this opposite of Brahmacharya, that gives problems. But in spiritual life also gives also problems. And Prabhupada speaks about this. But the main thing, the main practice, I don't know if this book is here, but otherwise you have to believe me when I say, there is in the 11th chapter, Krishna speaks to Uddhava, and there is one chapter, it's called Bhakti Yoga, in the 11th canto, it's Bhakti Yoga. And there he speaks, and this I consider the best process for becoming Krishna conscious, says Krishna at the end of this verse. And then he says, one who sees within the heart of all living entities, me present there, along with the living entity, and pays obeisances to them, I consider this the best process for Bhakti Yoga. So Krishna mentioned to see all living entities, Krishna there within their hearts, and see that all living entities are the servant of God. That is the best process. Now, of course, somebody might say, well, that is artificial. That's artificial because we can see there. No, it's that's the practice. That's the practice. And I tried this practice, and many times it doesn't work again. It fails because I start judging again. Something else, well, he's my brother. He's my brother. He is a lovely son of a lovely father. You know, Krishna was full of love. He expansive love by creating the living entities. Yeah, his sons. And the only thing he wants of the sons is that they love one another. Now, that can only happen if you see that Krishna is, that living entities are the son of God, and that Krishna is always present within them. So that is the goal, the ultimate goal of practicing yoga. That is the practice. not to judge other living entities, not as a body. We are not a Brahmana, we are not a Shudra, we are not a Vaishya, we are not a Sanyasi. But what am I? I'm a servant of the servant, of the servant of the gopis of Vrindavan. But that's not only me, that's everybody else. So how do you practice that? Yes, by vision. What do you see when you look outside? Let's see, our eyes are very important. What do we see? The form, the shape, how it looks is very important. So what do we see? If we see it through scripture, then we know it's a spirit soul. He cannot be killed. He's wonderful. He's amazing. The verse, the amazing verse. Some consider him as amazing. The soul is amazing. Are we seeing this or are we seeing a body? Now, if we see a body, then we are in fear because he can be either a friend or an enemy or somebody who is neutral. The whole reason why we're in this material world, and this is according to the Avanti Brahmana. Somebody of you read the story of the Avanti Brahmana? It's 11th canto, Bhagavatam. Avanti Brahmana, he says at the end, I won't tell you the whole story, but he became self-realized, and he said the only cause for the living entity to be, why he is in this material world, why is he conditioned in this material world, because he sees in terms of friends, enemies, and neutral parties. This is the cause of the whole conditioning. This is my friend, and that's my enemy, and him I don't care about. But that keeps us. But actually, we should see every living entity as the son of God, and I'm saying son, and it's maybe a little different terminology. But if you speak about sons and daughters, then you have two sexes, which actually in the ultimate sense doesn't. Then in Krishna consciousness we would say, well, we are all sisters, despite the body we have, we are all sisters. Of course, we don't use that in normal way with dealing, but. That's the only visions. We're all brothers. I love my brother. And now you might think it's sentimental, but it's everything where the Bhagavad Gita is about. It's a book about love. Krishna consciousness is about love. Bhakti yoga is about love. And love means I love my brother and I love Krishna. But I cannot love my brother if I think he is the body or she is the body. Here, he and she. But then I cannot love my brother. If I think the living entity is a body, then I also think I'm a body. And if I think I'm a body, then I'm getting fearful because I'm forgetting Krishna. But if I remember I'm a son of God, perfect as God is himself, that is knowledge. The goal of life is to know Krishna, of course. But besides that, or not besides that, I didn't say but, Madhu. When you say but, which is not such a good word to use, but means everything before but, and then should not be but. The goal of life is to know Krishna, and the process for reaching it is through the other living entities. We say in Krishna consciousness through sadhu sangha, through association with devotees. Now, who is a devotee? Well, Prabhupada said everybody is my devotee. They only don't know it yet, but Prabhupada knew it. So that vision we can try to practice. We're talking about yoga practice. I'm saying we can try to practice. I don't know, but why do we read Bhagavad Gita? We want to read it to try to practice something what it said here. So what it says here? Of course, we can take sitting straight, which is pretty good for the body too. Making breath. I'm doing this yoga with Dhyana Visundari, and it's very good for the body. And then it said here, well, but if it is not to realize Vishnumurti, then what is the use of that yoga? Well, actually, her yoga is good because once you do all this yoga, at the end you meditate, and then. Then you meditate on Krishna within the heart, or this kind of, and when your body is very relaxed, it's easier to meditate on Krishna within the heart. And so we say, well, we are devotees, we don't meditate, we chant Hare Krishna. Well, actually, chanting Hare Krishna is a meditation. It's the simplest form of meditation on the Lord through His name. But another one, there is the seven processes. One process was to see all living entities as a servant of Krishna. Don't judge them, forgive them. Because it's a very much a psychological thing. It's our minds, and what do we see? And what do we perceive? What is our vision? Now, and what is our vision? That is, what is our consciousness? So, and what is our vision? What do we see around us? Well, it's the houses and the cars and the trees. That's not the thing. It's the living entity. And what we do see in them, that's actually who we are. Yeah. So if we think, well, they are not Krishna conscious, or they're bad people, or they cheat me, or I don't like them, or they do this and that, you know, they don't like me, then I again make the mistake of taking people as being their bodies, and then I see myself as a body, and then I become fearful again, because fear comes from the body. If you're this body, it's very fearful, because you're going to die, you're going to get old, you're going to get sick. Who's going to take care of me if I'm 80 years old, I can't walk anymore? Well, I don't think, this kind of fear, if you think you are the body. And if you know you're Krishna conscious, then this body is an instrument which has to be used, or which can be used for propagating Krishna consciousness. And when it's finished, its use, it's worn out, you put it softly aside. There is no fear for dying for a devotee. He uses the body as long as it works, and when it stops working, he puts it aside. He goes either to a next body, or if he's really Krishna conscious, he goes to Krishna. You don't even have to be so really Krishna conscious. Krishna's very... at one point, Srila Prabhupada said, yeah, you have to be 100% Krishna conscious to go back to Godhead. So all the devotees, they looked disappointed. So Prabhupada said, okay, at least 75% devotees, they still look disappointed. And then he said, well, at one point he came up, at least you have to be 50% serious. But you don't have, that's here, I'm starting, I'm sitting here with a Bhagavad Gita, and I start using the word have to, we have to do nothing. Yeah, I have to. Now, this is what I want to. I can only say, this is what I want to do myself. If I'm doing it, that's one thing, but that's what I want to do. I want to see in all different living entities which I meet, I want to see my brother there, and I want to learn to love them. And in this way, in this way also love the father. That's what I want to do. And you don't have to. Nobody have to. I don't have to. This is what I want to. And I don't know, I've got it across. But that's kind of my personal mission statement. I want to love Krishna and all living entities. Anyway, I was saying we were going to do it together, but we didn't. I was doing all the talking here. Maybe somebody... Yes. Yes.
I'm wondering why some devotees...
Yes. Maybe me too. Yeah, right. Well, Krishna gives also a good answer there. Again, I come here with my 11th canto, I don't know. But Krishna gives an answer there. He said, my devotees who are very much attached to hearing and chanting about my glories. Now, sometimes, at maturity, they fall down. They know that sense gratification leads to a nasty end. But they still cannot let it go. That's what Krishna says to Uddhava. They cannot let it go. But still, my devotee should not be feel sad. He should be very happy and continue his devotional service. And this taste will go. But it's the same thing here, Prabhupada, in the Bhagavad Gita, the higher taste. Because you try to restrain this yogi, jnana yogi. Well, sorry, if I have to stand more than 2 minutes in one asana, And in Jnana Yoga, you have to sit for hours in an asana. You feel like screaming from pain everywhere, sitting straight, you know. This, now I lost the point that I want to make. Anyway, Krishna consciousness is much easier. It's automatic. It's automatic. By practicing it, you get a taste, which is a higher taste. Yeah, that's what basically Prabhupada did in the Bhagavad Gita. In the purport here, he said that. For devotees, not so difficult. That's the point I want to make. Eh? Hatha yoga can be very difficult. Jnana yoga, meditation. But bhakti yoga is not so difficult. And the result is much better. Because it's automatically included. Once I see, these are all my brothers. When I look at the females. And once I see they're all my brothers. Once I see they're all devotees of the Lord, you know, then I don't think about sex life anymore, because you don't want to enjoy a devotee of the Lord. Neither do you want to enjoy your mother. You know, that's a brahmachari. All women are your mother. You know, but anyway, the whole thing is, once you know they're your brothers, once you have the spiritual knowledge, then automatically you will not be attracted to the opposite sex. So then, in that sense, Krishna consciousness gives, you have heard hundreds of examples. When you do Krishna consciousness, everything is controlled automatically. Well, this is another one. But yeah, meditate on the Lord within the hearts of all living entities which you meet. The Lord is there. And not that you see some picture you picture there, but just by knowing, yes, the Lord is there, and his brother is there, and whatever the body, whatever the conditioning of that person is, not it's not for me to judge. I see who he is, and I see who I am. And that's the practice of Krishna consciousness. We chant, we do the sadhana, which we do. The reason for it is to become Krishna conscious, and the very, very good way to see, am I Krishna conscious? Who am I seeing? When I meet all living entities, which Krishna sends to me during the day or during my life, they you know, if you stay in Radhades for a few years, you see hundreds of people coming and going past, visitors, you know, and Krishna sends those people. And then they go. And then how do you see them? And how do you interact with them? There's two things we can do. We always teach and we always learn. And there's only one thing we can teach. And there's two things we can teach. We can teach the illusion. We can teach the reality. So teaching we do by our example. Everybody. So if you want to teach the reality, Krishna will send us the living entities to us Krishna uses us for teaching, and then he uses them also for learning. Because when we see in the heart of a living entity Krishna, then we learn from him what is Krishna consciousness, and he learns it from us. It's the same way. Some proof from Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Pariksit. Sukadev Goswami was the guru, Maharaj Pariksit was listening. But Prabhupada said it could have been just be the other way around. Because the guru or the disciple, they're both learning, and the guru is learning by teaching, and the disciple is learning by learning from him. But it can always be changed around. So as soon as the teacher or a guru says, well, I'm a guru, I know better than the other living entities, then he's no guru anymore. Then he's kangaroo, says Prabhupada. As soon as you think you're better, because we're not better than other living entities. We are the same. For Krishna, everybody is the same. He loves everybody equally. And there's many examples of that. Anyway, Bhagavad Gita ki. Yeah.